No, we're still here, y'all. Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Sohiniwa. I'm your host, Sohiniwa, and I hope you all are having a nice evening. Before we get started, for all you artists out there that are wanting to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelenc.com.
All right, everyone, we have a new show segment on the IL radio show called Poetry Jam, coming April 19th, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with hosts Trinity and Chris. So my featured guest this evening is Shawa. He is with us tonight via his record label, Global Excalibur Music Group. So Shawa, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm honored to be part of your program and just honored to be here today.
This is something I wanted to know. Does your record label that you are consider themselves a independent or major label?
Oh, wow. I think we will be considered ourselves a major record label.
Okay.
Well, because we believe we are the future of music, nonetheless.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Well, as far as my record label, Global Excalibur Music Group, I can briefly speak on the endeavors because the more focus is what I contribute to the record label as an artist, as the genre I represent, which is dancehall music. But, and all in all, what Global Excalibur want from all their artists is to be the best of the best. Simply being mediocre is not good enough. It's a record label where artists are allowed to be themselves, and good and positive music is very much promoted in there. Everything that is done is very much calculated. The music always has a positive message, and there's always a theme behind whatever we release.
All right. You said there's always a theme behind whatever you guys release?
Well, yeah, I use the word theme, but what I mean, purpose. Purpose is the best word. Everything is done purposely, especially in the world of music as music is right now. Music is I think purpose has been taken out of music, and Global Excalibur, with all our endeavors, one thing we want to reunite with music is purpose.
Okay. Yeah. For you yourself, what is your purpose?
You know, as a dancehall artist, I am intoxicatedly, infatuatedly in love with dancehall. Dancehall is my avenue. One time, dancehall was like the newspaper to the hood, to its listeners. And what I want to leave my stamp on dancehall. Like I said, either you're the best of the best, or you're good for nothing. And that's one of the Global Excalibur's motto. We not just to leave our stamp, but to rekindle that fire that I feel like has been diminishing throughout the years, where music doesn't have any purpose no more. Like, there's no love songs. You hear lust songs. People singing about what they like physically about somebody. But there's no really songs that's really touching the soul in music of that nature.
Okay. Now, with that said, your love of music, when
yeah.
did you realize that you were in love with music the way you are right now?
Okay. I grew up on the islands of Trinidad and in the islands of Trinidad and in Jamaica, in the Caribbean on the whole, there's something called the sound system. And this is where they will wire up speakers, PA systems, I'm talking about a huge PA system with like 15 speakers, and they would blast reggae music. Both of my brothers were DJs, and my brother, my sister was a promoter. My brother would wire up the sound system on a Sunday, and I'm talking about loud music. You could hear it from block. And my brother would just play all these reggae songs, and I would just sit there and just fall in love with every single reggae song, the tone of the voice of the artist, the bass line, the messages, the feeling. You know, music gives you that it almost, it speaks to your spirit, where it just kindles you. I'm like, yo, that's fire. And that's why I believe my love affair for music first came from listening to my brother's DJ on a Sunday while they wire up the sound system, playing music.
With that said, how old would you say you were?
Oh, man.
You know. Focus.
I can remember, I want to say around 8 or 9, because I remember listening to the artist, mimicking the artist, pretending I had a microphone in my hand while he would play these records.
Okay.
So I want to say,
when it comes to writing your songs, is there anything special that you do to get your start creative flows going?
Well, that's the thing about it. The wisest person to me one time came to me, and this is somebody that's part of Global Excalibur, came and said to me, he said, he gave me an idea for a song. And, you know, I was asking him, like, when should I have it done? And he said to me, he said, how do great babies grow bones in the womb? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know how babies grow bones in the womb from, you know, from an egg and a sperm. How does that translate into bones and cartilage and flesh? I said, I don't know. He said, well, that's a creative process. You never really know what the creative process is. He said, but all, if you look at all great hit records, they all have the same thing in common. And what they have in common is that they all come from great ideas. So you, when you start on your creative journey, and you hear, for me, it might start with somebody might send me a beat, or I might hear a melody in my head, or I might hear a melody in my head, or I might have some lyrics. I don't know how the song is going to end up till it's done. And then you sit back and you look at what you have created, and you'll be like, okay, wow, this is amazing. And then when you think about the creative process, every song is different. Some songs could be written in 25 minutes. Some songs I've written in days. And you spend all this time doing this music, and when you're done, it's only like 3 minutes long. And you're hoping that in this 3 minutes or this 2 minutes and 50-something odd seconds that you've written this song, that it touched somebody's life within seconds, you know. And that the creative process, I enjoy the creative process because there's no way to dictate it. The creative process actually dictates what you're going to do.
Okay. With that said, was there, where you're from, a certain artist that influenced you?
Yeah, so when you talk about dancehall, anybody that know anything about dancehall, you have to talk about Bounty Killer and you have to talk about Beanie Man. And these killer artists, I remember I'm in the island of Trinidad, they're in the island of Jamaica, and the only way we would see them is on video. So I remember rushing home from school, running over to my niece's house, and there her older brother would play the videos of the dance hall or the stage show. And I would just be, Bounty Killer is the major influence for me in dancehall music. I mean, and especially with all the greats, Beanie Man, you must mention Beanie Man. I feel like dancehall have so many artists that are great that because of the wealth of talent, some of them get caught up in the wave of the storm, you know, like Capitan, Sizzler, Shaggy, you know. There's so many great artists that come out of dancehall. But my major influence, I would say, is Bounty Killer.
With that said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of your songs right now.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's your latest song, Runaway.
Runaway, yep.
So this is Shawa, and this is his latest song, Runaway. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah. me no good, girl. No good. No. I should have seen the signs from the start. I would have really was playing a part. Now we try to part, we on a separate part. Should have never played games with my heart. Sick of the roller coaster ride. Motions twisted up inside. Blinded by your foolish pride. All these memories were lies. Some game, some game, but I guess you want it all. By fall, watch it fall. The end of it all, you're so cold. Like when snow falls, please nobody stall. Roll like a ball, a real woman would have stuck on by. But you were just looking for a alibi. Any old reason to stay by. But God made me fly, so girl you can fly. Pack your life up and run away. You gave me the run around. Ain't no running back to me. Run away, girl. Pack your life up and run away. You gave me the run around. Ain't no running back to me. Run away, girl. Pretty like a model on the runway with it. Give her your heart and she run away with it. She not run no loving if no money down with it. The devil in her dress, what a girl so wicked. Fugitive on the run for your crimes. Professional criminal, no evidence, fine. She think it's all fine, but this you gone fine. If you think you're lonely now. Wait! Pull up, can't do me that again. Run out, get out, you and your dirty friend. Playing mind games, can't keep me up with them. Calling late night, say you miss the love again. It's me you're targeting, you miss the target then. Don't wanna be a victim, just to get some. Ain't a special sock on the random. Girl, I ain't deaf, just ain't dumb. Pack your life up and run away. You gave me the run around. Ain't no running back to me. Run away, girl. Pack your life up and run away. You gave me the run around. Ain't no running back to me. Run away, girl. Now, you're just all alone. Broken memories just echoing our home. Loving, visiting, loser. Cut her off, refuse her. I don't wanna, you don't wanna either. So sad, how life bruiser. Be warned of the gentle abuser. Pack your life up and run away. You gave me the run around. Ain't no running back to me. Run away, girl. Pack your life up and run away. You gave me the run around. Ain't no running back to me. Run away, girl.
And that was Run Away by Shawa, my featured guest this evening. Now, Shawa, what inspired you to write Run Away?
Oh, so Run Away is a breakup song. You know, it's not particularly about any one particular female or woman that has been in my life, but a collection of them. It's about somebody who is running away from everything. You know, you think about relationships and people are quick to run out of relationships. When you talk to people that have been married for years and they'll tell you, like, listen, it's work. It's always working. Even in late in the relationship, you will see characteristics in a person that you've been with for a long time and you got to work your way through it. But people like running. And the theme of runaway girl is since I'm a male, is a woman who's running away from this relationship. And it's a breakup song, but it's a celebration breakup song because you're telling the person, pack their life up and run away. Ain't no running back to me, girl, because you're a runaway girl. You gave me the runaround, and, you know, it's time for you to run away, but you can't run back here. And that was the motivation for Runaway. When I think about it, it's a sad song because when you think about the person that I'm writing about, is somebody that's a victim themselves. Because they're a victim themselves, the only way they know to deal with trauma or anything that's difficult is to run away from it.
So it's something that everyone who's ever been in a situation like that can understand. And even if you haven't been in a situation, you know of someone who has.
Right.
So
right.
Everybody can relate to this.
Right. And I think as an artist, that's what you try to do. I mean, any artist, the goal is for people to listen to their music and really embrace their music and get into the vibration that the artist is selling, and hoping that the person that's receiving the music has either experienced that or, like you said, know someone that has. And it could they could take you along with them on their journey in their life. So, you know, yeah, Runaway is something that I believe everybody has experienced in their life, a relationship that has run away from them, or you may have run away from a relationship and look back at it and be like, yo, should I have ran or should I have stuck it out and really, really see what the end result would have been?
I get that. How would you classify your style of music?
Well, you know, I consider myself a dancehall artist, but I do reside in America, and I am from the island of Trinidad, which gives me so many dynamics. You know, dancehall reggae music is something that come out of Jamaica, but it has reached so many different places. Like, you can find people like me who has been touched by it to the point where they choose that as their medium for expression. And I came out in New York City, where it didn't matter where you come from a studio in Freeport that's called 8CNF, ran by a man by the name of Phyllis Smart, God rest his soul. And in that particular studio, it didn't matter where you come from, they wanted you to stay true to the dancehall culture. So if I sound Trini on a record, they'd be like, no, bro, you got to say it like this. This is how Jamaicans would say it. And now dancehall has burst out into so many different genres now, where you have Trini Bad, but it's still dancehall music. You have artists from Trinidad who really don't keep that foundation, but they given their interpretation of dancehall. You have Afrobeat, which is music from England, from the islands of, not from the island, from the continent of Africa, Nigeria, and all these other places. But the root of it is still dancehall. I believe I'm a dancehall artist. But living in America, you have to cater. Even when you listen to people from Jamaica, they talk about that artist that's going to be the international artist. And Jamaica has a wealth of artists that's been successful, with your Sean Pauls, your Bob Marleys, your Shabba Ranks, Wayne Wonder, that have touched the international market. And the thing about them is when you come into our artists, and this is what Global Excalibur is trying to do with me, is that even though it's the flavor of dancehall, the largest audience that you can. Didn't mention Shaggy, which is the highest selling reggae artists, a dancehall artist of all times, I believe, under Bob Marley. And the one thing that you have to do is you have to tap into where music is at right there. Today, when I say right there, I mean today, and gauge yourself to open up to a market where the key thing is understanding the lingo or the twang, where it's genuine to the culture, Caribbean culture, but it's good enough for anybody to listen to it and understand. So I would say my music is a little bit in the middle. Runaway Girl, as far as Caribbean people, it wouldn't be considered a hardcore dancehall record. It would be more of a crossover record, but still it has the elements of dancehall. So I would say I'm a modern dancehall artist with a open and broad spectrum. I have trap songs, traditional dancehall songs. Hopefully, you know, as my journey in music, everybody begin to see the different layers and the different colors that really make up Shower.
Okay. So you would say dancehall music is a little bit of all cultures of the Caribbean and, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. It's Trinidad. Is it Toboggan?
Trinidad.
I'm sorry, I'm not. Yeah, so it would be a mixture of all that together. So the different types.
So this is the key thing when people talk about reggae. When people talk about reggae, they put it all in one category, and reggae is not all in one category. When you talk about reggae, when you listen to Bob Marley, that's considered roots and culture. Then you have Lovers Rock, and then you have dancehall, and dancehall got different layers. Dancehall would be considered like your rap, and then you have like how rap is to hip hop. And reggae would be considered how R&B is to American music. Then you have artists that merge right in the middle where they sing and they do some dancehall. And I think that's why I fall in the middle of all of that. I think my song is a little bit different, but it's definitely dancehall influence.
Okay. Yeah. You have Caribbean heritage,
right?
And you try to combine it with the dance hall music
right.
into one. How do you go about doing that?
I am totally absorbed into the dance hall culture. You know, the reggae, the first studio that I came out of, which is in Freeport, Long Island, New York, is a huge dancehall studio. A lot of artists came through there, like Shaggy, Lexus. I've seen Capleton in that particular studio. Mega Banton, Mad Cobra. You remember that song from the 90s, Girl Flex? I've seen all those artists come through there. So my influence and I would say my background in dancehall is the pedigree is a worthy one. So I think when it comes to that, I have that covered. I do have an understanding of what appeals to the masses. So that's why, you know, a crossover record for a dancehall artist is a major thing for me.
All right. And with that said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play another song of yours.
Oh, yeah,
Shawa. And this is Champion Girl by Shawa.
Yeah.
Special request to all the girls from North, South, East, and West. From the Valley, look good, and you know you have the God bless. Rock wine!
Show! Show! Cause you a champion, girl. You a winner, girl. Let them know you a trophy, girl. Champion, girl. Girl, you got the walk of a champion. Yes, you got the talk of a champion. Let them know, say you flex like a champion.
Winner, girl.
Yes, you are champion. Yeah, girl, you are champion. Let them hate car, yes, you are champion. Your man, I tell you straight, girl, you are champion. Bouncer girl, yeah.
Champion girl, you're so fine. You a trophy girl. Ooh, girl, can you be mine? Cause you a winner, girl. Champion girl, you're so fine. You're a trophy girl. Champion girl.
Knock out, girl, your body a combo.
Love the way you're modeling at your fair, I come with ya.
I like a banaco, yo, man, I bring your honor.
Late to design, I got the pudding for the product.
Dulce and Gabbana, crisp your skin if you're rather. Balance your checkbook, balance your gut. Balance funny thing, cause you are champion lover. You reign supreme, you're the queen, you're the winner.
Missing girl, straight out of your circle. Numero uno, in a your winner circle.
No bagger man never put you up on recycle. You have the ring, yeah, the victory, the title.
Champion body, them fi know. Winner touch top, every man head a blow. Nothing a your league, you never take a O.
You a champion girl, them fi know.
Champion girl, you're so fine. You a trophy girl. Ooh, girl, can you be mine? Cause you a winner, girl.
Champion girl, you're so fine. You're a trophy girl.
Ooh, girl, can you be mine? Cause you a champion girl.
Them petty girl, them petty fight by your petty grill. No petty cash for your things, not a penny fee. So what am I penny for? When the pen I drop, bank account I just splurge every penny drop. No competitor, they not of your caliber. Stay with the green, boy, you never school a caliber. You depend on them, girl, them ugly like a predator. One, two, three, I leave, girl, them not ready for.
Let them proceed, nothing I
your league, you're the people champ, but you never succeed. But you succeed, but you succeed while they struggle with your past, you are league. Champion, you love in winning. Conquer my love with your armor. Home court advantage when you're warmer. Champion girl, girl, you got the walk of a champion girl. Yes, you got the talk of a champion girl. Let them know, say you flex like a champion girl. Winner girl, yes, you are champion. Girl, you are champion. Let them hate, girl, you are champion. Your man, I tell you straight, girl, you are champion. Bouncer girl, yeah. Champion girl, you're so fine. You a trophy girl.
Champion girl. In the Know with Ohiwa, every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What was the concept behind Champion Girl when writing this?
Well, Champion Girl is a woman anthem, a liberation song, celebrating women. Exactly what it is. You're a champion. You're a winner. You're a trophy. You know, and we just shot the video for it on Sunday. And I hope it comes across, you know, the way the song was intended to be, that it is about women being in the element of being women. That wherever you are, that if you're doing what you're fighting through life, or if you're successful in where you're at, or your endeavors, that you're a champion, you're a winner. That every man that you're with should look at you as you're a winner because you are that trophy in his life. And that was the thing about the champion girl.
So it's more or less celebrating a woman.
Yeah, that's what the song is about, yep.
Okay. Champion girl versus runaway. What would you say? not the words, but the connection between the two songs. What would you say, one stronger than the other, or
go ahead. You know, life is so diverse, and we all go through certain things, and you look at a point in your life, and you be like, can't believe I was that, and I'm this way now. So I could see somebody going from a runaway girl to being a champion girl easily, because just where you have been in one point in your life and what you have learned. But do they relate? No, they don't relate because it's two different aspects. But it could be someone's journey. I could see that. I could see someone going from being a champion girl to a runaway girl, or someone going from a runaway girl into a champion girl to where you are a winner, or, you know what I mean, or you're successful in whatever you're doing in life. Or you may have ran from something and end up in a position where you're a champion. You know what I mean? I think it's two different types of women, or two different women in different spaces. You know?
I get what you're saying.
Do you agree, or did
I... No, I agree with what you're saying. I see where it could just be one person, like you said, and she may have ran
at
a certain point in her life, and now she's grown, she's learned, she's expanded her growth, her memory, her story, her life, and now she's a much stronger person, which would make her a champion girl.
How do you feel your journey as a woman? Because I'm a male talking, but how would you feel as a woman? How does that affect you? Or where you at in your particular life?
Run away, girl.
You say you
was never me. Was never me. But I had friends.
Right. Right.
That were runaways. So I can understand that song.
Right.
Completely. Champion girl.
You be champion.
Yeah, it has always been me. I don't run away from certain things.
Yeah, so you are, you know what I mean? That's what it is. You are a conqueror. So if you're a conqueror, you're a champion girl. You never ran from nothing. Work it out. You're a champion girl. I feel like, you know, my music has some, not some, but it is positive in all walks. Because I feel like you can redeem yourself from anything. That's life. Life, you may be down at one particular point, but you up in one particular point. I've been through breakups, and I've been through successful relationships. And I feel like everything builds your character to the point where you know where, damn, I'm capable of doing this. And I know I don't like how I feel when I've done this. So now this is the person I aspire to be. And when I get to that point, I'm a champion person. And not only that, even you walk towards that make you a champion because you're endeavoring to be better. That's what everybody looks for in life. People, there's a saying out there, I'm living my best life. The best life that you're living is you're saying that you're taking that champion walk. Now, whether you be a winner or not depends on how successful of a person you are and your understanding on life. And the journey is what's going to bring that for you. So, you know what I mean? Positive music for me is just where I'm at with it. And I feel like you can't lose with that.
I get that. And I felt that in your music. But as you said, in life, things happen.
Right.
And last year and the year before that, we had some challenges in our lives.
Very challenges, yeah. Pandemic did it to everybody.
And in this case, how did that affect you, your impact on your music career?
COVID-19 thing. My first release from Global Excalibur is called Touch a Road. And what Touch a Road is talking about, it's a Caribbean saying, Touch a Road, but you know, if you're American, you'll be like, hit the streets or painting the streets red. And it's talking about just relief from the pandemic. Dancehall has always been good vibes in the streets, music playing, food cooking, people out there just catching a vibe, you know? When you really think about all these different things and you think about the pandemic is the enemy of dancehall, because what it did, it closed people in and locked people down. So, and then, you know, as an artist, you know, your goal is to entertain people through life or even take that walk with them. So one of the my first releases was Touch a Road. And that's what it was talking about. It was talking about when this pandemic is over, we're going to hit the streets. We're going to touch the road. We're going to party like we used to party, you know. And so, you know, I feel like it's nothing like current music with current affairs. So does that answer the question? Or?
That does, right there. with everything that happened, how did that differ in you promoting your music during this pandemic?
It's crazy because I think in some ways it helped and in some ways it didn't help. We was in a place where everything was shut down. So you working when everything is shut down is a plus for you. I feel like we probably hit certain places we would not have hit if everything was up and running. But it slowed us down as far as touching certain people. You know, music is a go out and touch. You know, people want to see you. People want to see you perform. People want to be at your events. You know, so with places having restrictions on capacity of how many people going to be there, that can hurt you. And then we live in a virtual world where everything is social media. But how can people get to you if they never met you or they had never had the experience of meeting you? So in some places I felt like it opened up certain doors that probably would not have been opened up. But in some places, the groundwork and the ground drive of being in the dance hall or being in the clubs or street promotion or being in people's faces was stopped because their venues were closed. So it had its positive and its negative. Creative-wise, if you are an artist that's on your grind, it was beautiful because it gave you more time to focus on your craft. I built a studio in the middle of the pandemic. So that way, I would say that it helped, but it had the pros and the cons on both sides.
Now, I heard you say that it opened other doors. What other doors did it open for you?
All right, so as far as, you know, it's so crazy. 93.5 is a huge reggae station in New York City. And there's a particular disc jockey from that show called D-Tech. Shout out to D-Tech, big promoter of new artists. And he will constantly go live and be like, you know, who should I listen to next? And one day I was following him. And I said, you should listen to Shao. And that particular record, Touch the Road, I said, yo, go listen to that record. He listened to it, and he invited me over to the radio station during the pandemic to interview me. So I feel like if it wasn't a pandemic, I wouldn't have that opportunity. I feel like my music, when I go look at my Spotify and I look where my music was played, my music is playing in Germany and in England and in New Zealand and Spain and Brazil. Certain places that were playing, and I feel like because people were at home and they were just searching through their devices, just like those opportunities would be presented. If the pandemic wasn't there, I wouldn't have those opportunities. Because people were looking for other ways to keep their business or their ventures moving. So they were looking for people that were moving in it. If you were an artist that was working during the pandemic, I'm sure it would open up doors that wouldn't have not been opened up if everything was up and running as normal.
I see what you're saying. It being down allows you to do other things.
Yeah, you could really focus on your marketing strategy during the pandemic. Me and my manager sat down and talked about conversations of music and the songs we released and how we should promote it and what was the message of the song. So when it comes to my songs and the songs that I've released, I could talk about them for hours because the pandemic allowed us to really go in depth and focus on, like I said in the beginning, purpose. Everything has to be done with a purpose. Anything without a purpose is going to diminish because without purpose, there is no drive, there is no future. Anything without purpose is really created just to evaporate. But if you have purpose, shout out to Mr. Ruiz, wherever he's at. He's probably listening right now, which he did text me and let me know he's listening. That's what we focus on everything, even with Global Excalibur. When we have a record, they'll be like, yo, how are we going to market this? What is the purpose of this record?
There's a lot of intricate details and work that you guys go through.
Right, yeah. I mean, the business of music, especially dancehall music, you know, where's the big dancehall music right now? It almost seems like there was always one token dancehall music. When it was Shaggy, it was Shaggy. When it was Shabba Ranks in the early 90s, it was Shabba Ranks. You had Shaq, you had Wayne Wonder, you had Sean Paul in the 2000s. And it's always been one. And, you know, so the strategy has always been like, how do you market a dancehall record? It's looked at as a genre that they present it as a genre that you know, market-wise is small. But it's always been a space for it. So which is the artist that's going to be that face? And I believe that with Global Excalibur, that Shower is the face that is going to cover the world with dancehall music. Because I believe that schooling in dancehall the walk that I've taken down, so it's going to bring me to that point.
It goes back to your childhood, your love.
Yeah. Listen, passion is the driving fuel of anything. You get around artists that are really, really passionate and really believe in that energy is going to overflow to you. And then that energy that you have for your passion, you got to make people be believers in what you're doing. And my goal is to everybody that my music touched, every time I'm interviewed, every time somebody hear my voice, is to make them a believer in Shao. Because I'm telling you, I am the future of music.
Your music's unique in its own way. How does that stand out amongst the other artists, would you say?
I believe that every artist should have, and every artist I believe is confident in their craft. I think that's the one thing about artists. That's why sometimes, you know, artists might need anchor. Yeah, anchor is the perfect word, to anchor them to reality. Because they believe that everything that they create is the most greatest thing in the world. I think great artists understand the difference between making a record that people like and a hit record. You know, my goal amongst everybody other artists is to prove that I am the artist that can create hit records. I believe that that's what I can do, and I would like to show the world that that's what I'm capable of. As far as the other artists, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that are great, and they probably don't have me on their mind, just like I don't have them on their mind as far as, you know, the creative process and doing being them and being in their own space. But as a lover of dancehall, when I hear good music, I got to stop and listen to it, regardless if it's coming from me or from some other artist. I'm not a hater when it comes to the music, because this music is what I love. So anybody that's producing good music, I'm a share ear to.
Now, when you're not working and doing your music, what are some of your interests outside of the music?
I consider myself a strong believer in God. So outside of music, I think I'm working on myself, trying to be the best me and to strive myself into perfection. I think that is my number one driving force. I think more than anything, that is what drives my music. You know, it encouraged me to be better and better and creating more. I think without faith, I would be nothing.
Okay. I get that. It makes you strive harder.
Yeah. I think, you know, you need a circle of strength, and I think your circle reflects how strong you are as a person. In that, I believe it's a cliche saying in the world, birds of a feather flock together. So if weak people hang out together, you're going to be weak. If you hang around yourself with strong people, then you're going to be mighty. You're going to be strong. And I credit myself for that. I love the people that are around me. I love the record label that I'm on. Friends, family, everybody reflect that. And without faith, you're really good for nothing. And our goal is to be the best of the best. And I think it ties in with our theme of just being the best of the best and continuing to push forward into greatness.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song of yours, Shawa.
Okay.
This is Touch the Road by Shawa.
Yeah, Touch the Road is a great record. It's the first record that we released. I think it really reflects during the heat of the pandemic, the mindset of everybody that was trying to get out, trying to go back to what they consider to be normal, you know?
Yeah. All right. So Let me try this again. This is Touch the Road by Shawa.
Shawa! Link up all of my squaddy them. All of my bona fide bridging them. Long time, me no touchy shit again. Man, I no prisoner, can't lock me down again. Them care all me. Babylon, them care all me. No, them care all me. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. Pretty girl, ugly girl, my son. The body don't tight, tell a girl pass on. Link up the squad, bring out the Dan Perry on. It's celebration, party till dawn, yeah. Fresh out the door, Christian Dior. For sure, picture every girl's whore. Ignore the hate of them, we no response. Come and think for me, keep your social distance. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. GX entourage, we are roll large. They put the foreign straight out of the garage. Italian leather with the heated massage. Touch the road and it's a selfie collage. Celebration toast and a coffee champagne. Light up the bottles, bring them out, them sparkling. And we call out the road, wine dust the campaign. Can we survive, you need to buy to maintain. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. So every girl was diving like the Navy. To the sauce was cookie man gravy. Break the distance and wine for my baby. Look down, don't talk your body down, lady. From the sea, they get nervous. The trip slippery, yeah. Them a swervers. Defend the offend them on purpose. Money and love, have it in a surplus. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah. Touch the rod, pockets them fat cash up overload. Touch the rod, when you look down thing done, we are touch the road, yeah.
And that was Touch the Road by Shawa.
Mm-hmm.
I see where that comes into play based off of COVID-19 and being in lockdown.
Yep.
You get out and you want to party.
Yep. Yeah, so definitely, yeah. That's what Touch the Road was all about, is about releasing the frustration of just being on lockdown. Music is free expression. So something like a lockdown, you know what I mean, as an artist, as anybody that deals with music will be like, yo, you're crippling somebody. So you're going to hear that voice saying, no, let me out, let me out. I'm ready to touch the road. So that's what that is at.
Well, Shawa, I want to thank you for being on with me this evening.
You know what? I appreciate it. I thank you for allowing me to be on your platform, to myself, and to hear my concept on music, and to be just to be here. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything any shout outs you would like to make before?
So anyone that's listening, my Instagram is Shawa, S-H-A-W-A, that's underscore GX. And, you know, you can follow me there to see the next move or where we're performing next or our next releases. And on YouTube, it's King Shawa, K-I-N-G-S-H-A-W-A. Global Excalibur is the music that I'm on. You can also see some of my videos on Global Excalibur Music Group, which is G-X-M-G. And I'm very honored to be part of this interview tonight and to share my time with you and just enjoying my time here, just trying to touch as many people as I can with my music.
Well, I thank you for being on with me. We will talk again.
I appreciate that.
Have a nice night, Sawa.
You too.
All right. Now, for all you artists out there that would like to get your music heard and played on Infinite L Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelenc.com.
All right, everyone. I want to let you know my next show is March 31st, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And my featured guest will be rapper, artist Elijah Cola. Now, I'm going to change it up a little differently tonight. I'm going to play, be ending the show with another song by Shawa entitled Wine Up. Good night, everyone.
Mr. Baby, why you wind up for me? How your waistline I wind me up? Tell me why you wind up, wind up, wind up.
Bucky,
wind that thing for me. Do it in a slow motion. Love your sexy little motion. Why you wind up, wind up, wind up.
Bucky,
wind that thing for me. Be honest, can we go beyond it?
Me say, baby,
this little wine, TikTok, girl, you be on time. No time for work, time for your waistline. Wanna see your wine lower than the baseline. Give me the clean, me no want no dirty wine. Tell you the truth, I really wanna make your mind. So
wine for me,
slow for me,
whisper.
Yes, you my only girl, cause can't nobody love you like I love you. That me no, girl. Cause when your body on my body, baby,
it's a
show, girl. No, when you wind up, wind up, wind up,
bucket,
wind that thing for me. Do it in a slow motion. Love your sexy little motion. No, when you wind up, wind up, wind up,
bucket,
wind that thing for me. Just gotta be honest. Can we go beyond it?
Give me the appointment for the 6:30. Casually late, me no come early.
I will honor your love, you're worthy. Just hold me tight and show me.
Wind up a little while you arch your back. Give me this low wine, make your muscle contract. Lock it up, girl, give me body contact. The wine she bring is not after that.
It's a composition, see the competition. In a whining league, I know intermission. Me in a session, me pandemission. Whining specialist, technician.
Tell me why you wind up, wind up, wind up.
Bucky. Wind that thing for me. Do it in a slow motion.
Love your sexy locomotion.
Now why you wind up, wind up, wind up,
wind up.
Wind that thing
for me.
Just gotta be honest. Can we go behind it?
Me love when you wind and flick back here. Look over your shoulder, give me that dirty stare. Angle your body, girl, do it if you dare. The angle your body, girl, me well prepared.
Get aggressive and dash with your fears. Me and you are dance like nobody dear. Champion bubble up, it's your wine. Nobody trouble up. Miss Tiny Whiny, how are you wine up for me? Miss Tiny Whiny, how you loving just a wine me up?
Miss Tiny whining, how are you whining for me? Miss Tiny whining, how you loving just to wind me up? Girl, me why you wind up, wind up, wind up?
Back it up,
wind that thing for me. Do it in a slow motion.